This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura, in for Ben Johnson. Ross Ulbricht is accused of running the underground marketplace Silk Road, and during his trial, a prosecutor read some text to the jury, text with a smiley face emoticon at the end. How would you say that? Well, the attorney didn't. Ulbricht's lawyers objected, and the judge agreed it is important. Ann Curzan teaches English at the University of Michigan, and she joins us now. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
If you were reading a transcript and at the end of a sentence you hit a colon followed by a hyphen and then a closed parenthesis, how would you read that aloud?
I would say smiley face.
So is that, do you think, common usage now? That if we're reading these emojis aloud, at least if it's a smiley face, we're going to say it's a smiley face?
I haven't polled this, but I think that's pretty common. And I think there is an expectation that you need to address the emoticon, whether it's a smiley face or a winky face. It's there and it's relevant.
Are there examples like this in recent history? I think of the hashtag, which we now use to mean more than just that mark. It sort of has this Twitterific significance to it. Are we getting there with emojis? Is that something similar? Is the hashtag a model for this?
Well, we've seen in electronic communication that writers have taken symbols and started to use them for new purposes. We've seen this even just with the period, which now is sometimes used to signal either seriousness or even anger. So we're seeing a lot of symbols getting repurposed. We know that the asterisk is a way to fix a typo. Using all caps is a way to show that you're angry or perhaps sarcastic.
When you look at how we communicate, do you think that the emoji is doing something new, that it's lifting something different? Maybe in the past we would have to work harder, use our descriptive powers to convey that nuance.
I think that as writers, when we're now texting, we're facing a situation that we haven't had to face before. We're having a conversation, not exactly in real time, but close to real time, but we're missing all the context. And so we are having to find new tools as a way to try to clarify what we mean. Historically, in more formal writing, we had more time to write it out, make sure we weren't being ambiguous. Now we're expected to be quick.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan who studies the history of language and communication. Ann, thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. A pleasure.